The next patient is Barbara Taylor. The last name is T-A-Y-L-O-R. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage two. The patient has controlled most of the comorbidities, including hypertension, diabetes. She has recovered kidney function. She has a serum creatinine of 0.86 with a BUN of 21, estimated GFR is 80. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient continued to take the SGLT2 inhibitors. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Number three, the patient remains with the obesity. The BMI is above 35. We are going to encourage the patient to continue losing weight now that she's in Ozempic. She had a pulmonary infection that required the administration of steroids, and probably that made a contributory factor for maintaining the current body weight of 219 pounds. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hereditary factor 8 deficiency. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, diastolic dysfunction with history of congestive heart failure. The patient is compensated at the present time. Following number, the patient is no longer anemic. There is a definite improvement of the condition. The aches and pains that she was experiencing in the past are no longer present. She continues to under the care of the rheumatologist, but my main concern is that this patient has to continue losing weight in order to improve the general condition. I emphasize the low sodium diet, the fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, the low protein diet, and a plant-based diet. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 18 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.